Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
G'day, Mel.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Mel.
Hello, Judy.
Hello. Wheat in your lawn.
Yes.
Buffalo grass, yes. Mm-hmm. And I understand your company has a solution that you can use that won't kill the lawn, but it'll kill the weeds.
Yeah, so Mel's talking about the fact that until today I've worked for Yates.
You know, next week you're not going to have to say that anymore.
No, I won't, will I? But yeah. Anyway, yes, look, and it's easy to remember because it's called Buffalo Pro.
Yeah.
And there are other brands too that have the same active constituents, but it comes in a hose-on form or it comes as a concentrate that you spray on. And yes, it's because when you use one of those selective weed killers that takes the weeds, the broadleaf weeds out from the lawn, buffalo grass, because it's got those broader grass leaves, it tended to be so easily damaged that eventually they had to come up with something that you could apply to the buffalo lawn and would treat those broadleaf weeds. Doesn't help with grassy weeds, but we'll take out the broadleafed weeds without damaging the buffalo, as long as you follow the instructions. No, that's it. So it's called Buffalo Pro.
Thank you. That's the ones that give me yellow flowers.
The little creeping oxalis, yes. That's a little bit of a devil to get rid of, actually, because it's so low and it's a bit protected. So you'll get some control, but, it'll probably come back, Mel, I'm afraid to tell you. But at least it'll keep it beaten back a little bit. And if you feed your lawn and keep your lawn growing well, then that will help too.
It'll be good. All right, Mel? Yes. No, you gave me some Buffalo Pro a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
Yeah. Hi, Kate.
Oh, hello. I have a question about grasses growing, but could I just also add a little question on nasturtiums, since you mentioned them a little earlier?
Sure.
Because some animal, I don't know whether it's a possum or a cat or a rat or what, loves nasturtiums.
Uh-huh.
I just wonder if there's any cure for
that. Oh, dear.
It'd be the possum.
Lovely,
it
would bright coloured.
Yes.
But even before they get the flowers on, they even like the
Leaves.
Shoots.
Well, told you could eat the leaves, you could eat the shoots, yes. So, look, I can only suggest that you try something like, I often think a few drops of citronella. If you put that into a spray can and just in water and just spray that over late in the day, then that little bit of bitter taste that you
Does
get
that
from the citronella is often something that will deter them. But if we open up the lines, we would have 20,000 solutions, and Mr. Timothy across the way might start making shooting noises and
we'll
get in trouble or something. So we'll
citronella to water.
Yes, look, just a few drops because just a few drops in a container. So get one of those little hand misting spray things and drop a few drops of citronella in there and try spraying that late in the day and do it each night. See if that works. Let us know.
I will.
Okay.
All right,
now, you had a question about
them and I have to replant them.
They're beautiful though, aren't they?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
What I rang about is there is a corner of my small garden which has been covered with, I think it's a sort of a plastic and then pebbles on top.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, grass keeps growing, like the grasses, those long, about a centimetre wide, and they grow up to about a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have these long stems coming out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what one can do. I don't know whether they're coming up through holes in the plastic or whether they're being dropped from above, as it were.
Well, yes, that's right. Either could be the case, because if you put something like plastic down and then pebbles, eventually the dirt and the organic matter that falls in amongst the pebbles will form a layer of soil.
Right.
And it's very easy for grasses to germinate in that, or as you say, there might be holes in the plastic. But either way, you could take the whole thing up and and redo it, but again, eventually you're going to get that same problem coming along. So personally, if it was me, I think I'd just topically treat the weeds where they've come through, cut them down to ground level, and then just spray them with something, with one of the glyphosate weed sprays, or apply it with a paintbrush if you're worried about it spraying onto other things. Or if you don't want to use a spray, then put something like a brick on top of it once you cut it down to ground level, and by excluding the light with a brick or a stone or something like that, eventually the plant, the plant will die underneath anyway. So the other thing you can do is you can do what's called solarizing, in that you clear it off the soil and you put a clear plastic over there, and of course the sun's heat will come through. You can do it with black plastic, and it just gets so hot that it absolutely cooks the top layer of the soil and kills off any of the seeds that are there. So you could try that as well, but I don't think there's any really magical easy solution. I think you just have to treat those individual clumps of weeds and not let them get to the size that they're actually developing flower heads, etc.
Yes, all right. It's quite a mess, really.
Yeah. Really? Well, you might have to spray all over.
Yes,
so,
keep on doing it.
Yeah, and I think you're probably going to have to keep on doing it. But if you clean it all back, get the soil that's out of there, maybe relay rather than black plastic, which is horrible and terribly detrimental to the soil. If you get some of the woven weed mat that you can get, at least that lets a bit more oxygen through. But you're still ultimately eventually going to have that same problem that it's going to start breaking down. I've got no good news for you, but I wish you all the best,
well,
Kate.
By the way, very happy retirement.
Oh, thank you. How lovely of you. So I shall look forward to still coming in here each week anyway.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
Bye-bye.
Our pleasure. At 20 to 3, 13, 13, 32 questions for Judy. But here is our Gardener of the Week.
And our Gardener of the Week is Catherine Stewart. Now, she's a Sydney garden design critic, writer, online publisher. She's got this amazing website called The Garden Drum. But she's also the driving force behind Hidden. And Hidden is the name of a weekend-long festival of garden design. It's coming up on the 14th and 15th of March. So, look, it's such a good opportunity to see some hidden gardens in Sydney. So Catherine's on the line to tell us all about it. Hello.
Hi there, Judy. Hi there, Tim.
Hi, Catherine. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so thanks for telling us about Hidden. So what's it all about?
Well, Hidden is a way of celebrating landscape design. We've got lots of festivals in Sydney about design, interior design, architecture and so on. But I thought, now landscape design is a special kind because it's much harder. It's like, you know, Ginger Rogers to Fred Astaire, and backwards in high heels, because you're not just designing in two dimensions or even three, you're designing in four. You've got time as your enemy or your comrade when you're designing, and of course you've got the vagaries of nature to deal with as well. And landscape designers are just such a fantastic breed, the way they can deal with really difficult problem sites, difficult slopes and so on. So I thought this is a way that we can celebrate their design and showcase it to the public.
Okay, so 17 gardens?
17 gardens open to the public, all in different parts around Sydney.
Yeah.
And you'll see there's such a variety. We've got tropical-style gardens, formal gardens, tiny little courtyards, rooftops, all kinds. So anybody with a garden is going to find something that suits them to look at.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. No matter what your garden problem is, no matter what idea you're looking for, what sort of garden you're looking for ideas for, it's also, I think, it's so well named because it's also, Catherine, just the opportunity to get into places that you can't normally get into. Because the designers have mostly persuaded their clients to let them do this, haven't they?
They have, and they've had to do some pretty fast talking in some places. The owners have been so generous with their gardens. It's just they've been very supportive, and we're very, very grateful to them. And, you know, they know that they're all doing it for a great cause as
which is?
Celebrating design, but also raising money for charity.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Yeah, the cause is?
We're raising money for the Sydney Children's Hospital Foundation. And
excellent.
Of course, they've got this bleak little courtyard where patients and their families go to spend some time away from the wards. And it's just, you know, it's like a concrete box.
A jungle.
And we think, you know, they really deserve to have somewhere lovely to spend some time out when they're in such a stressful environment. So
that's fantastic.
What money will be going towards.
Oh, maybe we can get a good garden designer to design it. So,
I think we will definitely have a garden designer because the organisation putting on the festival is actually the Australian Institute of Landscape Designers and Managers.
Ah, wonderful.
They're going to be the ones with pro bono doing designs and helping get this to turning it into a fantastic space. And, of course, they've got the best designers in Sydney.
Absolutely. So keep us posted. So it's $47.50, and that's for the whole weekend. You can go to the whole 17 gardens if you get
that's
your skates
right.
on.
You get to see gardens by Brendan Moore, by Matthew Cantwell of Secret Gardens, by Jane Stark, by Ken Lamb, who specialises in oriental gardens.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Yeah.
Richard Unsworth of Garden Life, well-known business in the city. Adam McDonald, Graham Greenhouse, Mark Paul, who does all these amazing green walls. And
oh, sounds wonderful.
And Christopher Owen, who's the prize-winning garden at this.
Oh, God, an all for $47.50.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, tell us, how do you book? Where do you find out about it?
You go to the website, which is hiddendesignfestival.com, or just search for Hidden Design Festival and you'll find it, and you can buy tickets online. Now, you have to buy them online. There's no postal and there's no tickets being sold at the gate, and you better be quick because they sold out last year.
Yeah, right.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.